The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 23, The King of All Kings. The Story of the Three Wise Men, from Matthew 2. Far away in the east, three clever men saw the very same star, the star that God had put in the sky when Jesus was born. They knew it was a sign. A baby king had been born. They had been waiting for the star. They knew it would come. "He's here!" they shouted. "He's here!" And I'm sure if you had been there, you would have heard them laughing and dancing and singing until the sun came up. At dawn, they packed up their camels and wrapped gifts for the baby. They brought their most precious treasures of all, frankincense, gold, and myrrh, special, sparkly, lovely-smelling, gleaming things, just right for a king. These three wise men, actually, if you'd met them, you'd have thought they were kings because they were so rich and clever and important-looking. Set off. They rode their camels across endless deserts, up steep, steep mountains, down into deep, deep valleys, through raging rivers, over grassy plains, night and day, and night, day and night, for hours that turned into days, that turned into weeks, that turned into months and months, until, at last, they reached Jerusalem. Jerusalem was, by far, the most important city for miles around. And, as anyone can tell you, that's where a palace would be, and kings are born in palaces. So, that's where they went. But they were in for a surprise. They went to see King Herod. Surely he'd know where the baby was. But he didn't. In fact, he didn't like the sound of a new king. It made him cross. He didn't want anyone to be king, except him. But Herod's advisors told the three wise men what was written in their books, what God had said about the baby king. "Go to Bethlehem. That's where you'll find him." Suddenly, the star they had seen in the east started moving again, showing them the way. So the three wise men followed the star out of the big city, along the road, into the little town of Bethlehem. They followed the star through the streets of Bethlehem, out of the nice part of town, through the not-so-nice part of town, into the really not-nice-at-all part of town, down a little dirt track, until it stopped right over a little house. But wait, it wasn't a palace, and there weren't any guards, or servants, or flags, or red carpets, or trumpets, or anything. Did they get it wrong? Or was this what God meant? Sure enough, in that little house, there sitting on his mother's knee, they found him, the baby king. The three men knelt before the little king. They took off their rich royal turbans and gleaming golden crowns. They bowed their noble heads to the ground and gave him their sparkling treasures. The journey that had begun so many centuries before had led three wise men here, to a little town, to a little house, to a little child, to the King God had promised David all those years before. But this child was a new kind of king. Though he was the Prince of Heaven, he had become poor. Though he was the mighty God, he had become a helpless baby. This king hadn't come to be the boss. He had come to be a servant. This story about the wise men is an interesting story. And in it, the wise men come to worship Jesus. They come from far, far away. And they come looking for a king. They go to the palace. And there they try to find the king in the palace, where the king would usually be. But he's not there. Instead, they find Herod. Now, Herod is very jealous, and when he hears that there might be a new king, he is very angry. And he actually wants to kill Jesus. And so this part in this story doesn't tell all of that story, that afterwards, after the wise men come and give gifts to Jesus, angels warn the wise men not to go back to King Herod, but instead to go home a different way. This is because Herod was very angry and very jealous and wanted to kill Jesus so that Herod would be king and Jesus wouldn't. And so then angels also appear to Joseph in a dream, and Joseph, Mary, and Jesus escape and go to Egypt to escape being hunted by King Herod. And so in the story, there are several important things that are very important for us. First of all, again, we are reminded that Jesus didn't come to the palace where you might expect to find him. He came to be a servant. He came to live among us. God himself came to live among his creation as a man, and not an important man. Not a powerful king who everyone had to listen to and obey. He came as a normal, common man. And that gives me great hope that he cares about me. He cares about each of us. We don't have to be important. He cares about us. We are important to him, even though we may not be important to everybody else around us. Another important thing is, how will we respond to Jesus? Will we be like the wise men and worship him and acknowledge that he is our king? Or will we be like King Herod and try to take his place? You see, God wants us to love Jesus, to worship Jesus and follow him. But many people, even today, are like King Herod. They don't want Jesus to be king. They don't want to do what he says. They don't want to have to obey him and follow him. They want to be the king of their own lives. And so they try to get rid of Jesus. They try to say that he's not real, that they don't have to listen to him, that they are the ones who decide, that they are king. But that is not what we are called to do. We, like the wise men, should worship Jesus, follow him, and obey him like we would the king, because he truly is the real king of everything. And he loves you, and he wants you to follow him, to obey him, and to be part of his family. Lord, I pray that today you would help us to follow you. Help us to love you and worship you like the wise men. Help us not be like King Herod and try to push you away. Help us not stay the king of our own lives, but help us bow down and let you be the king. Let you make the decisions as we follow and obey you. And let us see the rich things that we get and the wonderful way our life is changed when we let you be the king and make the decisions. Lord, we just pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.